Well, like I said, it's a radio show, so you're going to be feeling a lot of my radio personality here. And it's EQ Clinic Radio. Today we're going to be having a meeting edition for the EQ Clinic. We are starting with managing your anger. The topic is, venting or preventing your anger. How do you manage anger? You see, one of the very, very important signal to know that you are a human being is that you can be angry. When you are offended, you can be angry. When you are not satisfied, you can be angry. When you want to, show displeasure for whatever it is, or irritation, you can be angry. And that shows that you are human. And absolutely, it's going to be a great pleasure today for me to be able to share with you my own a bit about how to manage anger. You see, everybody has got one way or the other to manage their anger. Everybody has got one way or the other to express their anger. But I'm going to be, giving us a few suggestions here today to see how we can, do well and do very well with our anger. Like I would always like to say, all right, in my EQ classes, when I'm training people on, how to manage their emotional intelligence and master it and become better people, I usually like to start with this, and this is it, that emotions are neither good nor bad. They only take the behavior of the person. They only take the behavior of the person that is behaving them. Emotions are neither good nor bad. The same thing with anger. Anger has just become a scapegoat, all right? In recent time and in the history of mankind, anger has just been a scapegoat. Anger has been a scapegoat so much that everybody think anger is a bad emotion. There is no emotion that is bad. There's no emotion that is good. It's only taking the behavior of who is in charge of it. So anger is not bad. Anger is neither good. But this guy has been on the blacklist of so many people, and it has been the reason why a lot of people have been hanged. All right, I gave a note earlier that if you don't know how to manage anger, all right, you are going to be hanged. All right, so and that's the truth. Anger has got, it's like the topmost energy level of our emotional expression. All right, it's at that top. It's like that level where the sun is. All right, it's like at that level where it's burning up there. It's fire. All right, it can consume. All right, but it's not outrightly that it's evil. Just like your fire in the kitchen. All right, your fire in the kitchen is what has been responsible for cooking your food. And why is it cooking your food? It's because you have understood how to apply it. If you don't understand how to apply it, this fire has got the capacity to burn down the house. It has got the capacity to even burn your food to start with. The food you are cooking it, with, it can burn it if you don't know how to apply it. The fire can burn your hand if you don't know how to apply it. So fire is not evil because it burns things. Fire will only burn the thing you have allowed it to burn. The same thing with anger. Anger has got the potential to burn whatever you allow it to burn. Anger has got that potential to burn whatever you allow it to burn. So today I want to share with us how to handle this fire and not allow it to burn the things that are not needed to be burned. Not allow it to burn the things that are not necessary to be burned. Anger has got a lot, of advantage, has got a lot of advantage, and it's something that is very important that we take note of. All right, the advantages of anger. Anger has got a lot of advantage. All right, but look at it. Before we begin to talk about the advantages of anger, I'm so very conscious of the limited time I have to share with us today, and this is it. What we are doing here today, like I said, is like giving voice, all right, to the EQ newsletter. The EQ newsletter is where you are going to learn all you need to learn about emotional intelligence, becoming aware of emotional intelligence, and improving your emotional intelligence. I have a bet that in 3 months, when you are part of the EQ clinic, you would have grown emotionally so well that you will become, you know, a better person, not only for yourself, but even for the society. All right. So EQ clinic newsletter is designed that way, that it will bring you from whatever level you are up to the level you need to be emotionally, all right? But this is EQ Clinic Radio. EQ Clinic Radio is now like the voice of the EQ Clinic newsletter, all right? Where you hear my voice and you feel the, you know, the mood, you feel the temperature, you feel the tempo, you feel, you know, the energy of the EQ Clinic newsletter. But this is it. EQ Clinic Radio will come every Friday, 7:30 to 8 o'clock. We're going to keep your time because as much as possible, we want you to go and, you know, enjoy the rest, all right, on the EQ Clinic newsletter. So let me get back to what we're having. Venting or preventing your anger. I am intentionally not going to finish up what I have here because I have, you know, about 3 pages, all right, of something to share with us now. But I'm definitely not going to finish it. I have not even started, but let me just start now. So venting or preventing your anger. This is very important to note that, like I said, anger is not good. It's not bad. It's just the most energetic emotion in the spectrum of emotion, all right? It's just the most fierce of emotions, all right? It's just that the guy is like the sun of emotions. The guy is just up there ready to burn. And remember, I took us to the kitchen. I told you that the fire that comes from your burner can burn you if you don't know how to apply it. However, that fire has been responsible for your cooking of those delicious food, making you to be able to eat good food. The same fire that is used to refine gold, all right, to make gold become very interesting and a precious and adorning material, all right, is the same fire that can break down a whole building in a twinkling of an eye. What's the difference? Is the application. Emotions are neither good nor bad. They only take the behavior of the owner. All right, so your emotions are only going to behave like you, and that's very important to note. So I want you to, for a moment, give anger a slack. Please, for a moment, don't take anger like a bad guy. Anger is not a bad guy, and you'll get to know much more about that. Anger is not evil. Anger is not bad. Let me quickly tell you something. You need to be angry with yourself for certain changes to happen in your life. You know, I started reading a book yesterday, very interesting book. The title of the book is You Squared, all right? You know, the book resonated with me, and I got to go for the book because I saw the titles of You Squared. You know, I have always had an ideology of you versus you. So when I saw You Squared, I felt like, oh, this is going to be a complementary knowledge, you know, for my ideology. And this is it. What that book is teaching me now is that, hey, come on, there is no excuse for you not to be able to move from zero to exponential result. You can move from zero to, you know, becoming a hero, all right? You don't need to say, oh, let me move from zero to one, let me move from two to three. That is the natural thinking pattern. But who says you cannot move from where you are to where you even, you know, your dream is not close to, all right? You know, my Bible tells me that God is able to give us even more than what we ask or imagine. You know what that means? It means at certain level of thought, you can even be limited. As a matter of fact, you know, there's a school of thought that, hey, whatever you can think, you can achieve it. There's also another realm, you know, we call it the quantum leap. All right, we had that, you know, in our previous vision challenge, giant leap. All right, there's also another realm where your thoughts cannot even take you there, but by activating the principles of taking the giant leap, of taking the quantum leap, you can find yourself there. So anger is very, very important in transitioning from where you are to where you want to be. So like I said, I want you to give anger a slack. Anger is never a bad guy. Anger is never evil. But you have not always known how to use anger. And that's been the problem. All right. So for you to be able to move from where you are right now, for you to be able to move from where you are right now to where you have always wanted to be, for you to be able to move from where you are now to where you have always wanted to be, you need to understand how to use anger. Now, you need to be angry with your current unwanted situation enough for you to make a change. Are you seeing one of the very important reasons for anger? As a matter of fact, many times you just wake up and you feel like, hey, I'm not happy with this. I'm not happy with what is happening. The best way to undo that, I'm not happy with what is happening, is to make a difference. And to the level of the anger, to that level, can that difference make a meaning? Pay attention. What is anger actually? Anger, like I said, is not dangerous. Anger is not evil. It's only the way you have applied it. But before I begin to go in that way and give us all of those things, let me use the word anger and quickly bring to you something that is very important. Remember I said, if you cannot manage anger, you will be hanged by it. If you cannot manage anger, you will be hanged by it. Now, anger is just a letter away from danger. If you cannot manage anger, you'll be hanged by it. Anger is just a letter away from danger. Look at the word danger. I think this is the first time you are looking very closely to the word danger, right? I usually would tell you that I'm a spiritual etymologist, and by that I've got a spiritual inclination to the root of words. I see word differently, all right? Now, are you seeing danger now? The only difference between the word anger and danger is that there is a D in danger to complete the word anger from the beginning. So anger is just a letter away from danger. Anger is just a letter away from danger. Remember, if you do not know how to manage anger, you are going to be hanged by it. You are going to be hanged by it. And don't forget, I said emotions are neither bad nor good. Anger is an emotion. All right, I'm bringing us, all of this from the techniques of emotional intelligence. Anger is an emotion. Emotions will only take the behavior, the character of the owner. If you're a bad guy, you would not be able to use good emotion rightly. If you're a good guy, you just see that, anger is working for you. That's very important to note. So what did I say? I say anger is just a letter away from danger. And the letter is D. The letter is D. When you put it in front of anger, what do you have? You have danger. And what does this D represent? This is what I want you to note, right? I'm very conscious of the fact that my time is almost, spent out here. I'm going to keep to it. But this is what I want you to note quickly. Now, you see that D. That D is representing doing. That D stands for doing. You see where we get it wrongly? Where we get it wrongly is when we try to do that anger. Then we enter into danger. Don't do that anger. It will put you in danger. Every emotion that you feel is to be perceived as a data to be processed, not an action to be done. When you feel that you are angry, when you feel the emotion of anger, look out for what information you are being given at that point in time. Is it frustration? Is it irritation? Is it resentment? Is it indignation? Is it, disrespect? Whatever it is, don't be lazy to look out for the reason why that emotion has come. Emotions in themselves are not supposed to be decision makers. They are data for you to be able to process and make decisions thereafter. Remember, what makes anger dangerous? What makes anger dangerous is this. What makes anger dangerous is that you do the anger. When you do anger, it becomes danger. When you do anger, it becomes danger. That is what makes anger dangerous. And remember the title that I gave to Ross here for this EQ Clinic radio session: Venting or Preventing Your Anger. I've got a formula for vent. I've got a formula for prevent. And have you come closely to see that there is vent in prevent? What do you do before every angry moment that you experience in your life? The truth is this: none of us is going to be, you know, at our best when things happen to us for the first time in the first time. When things happen to us the first time in our life, we are never going to be at our best. What gives us the best outing? What gives us the best behavior at any time for anything is that we have already had an edge over it, having a perception that this thing may happen and preparing for it. Sometimes unconsciously preparing for it, sometimes consciously preparing for it. But the fact is that you are never going to be able to survive jumping into an Atlantic Ocean if you have never learned how to swim before. We are never going to be good with anything that happens to us. We are never going to be at our best with anything that happens to us for the first time. The same thing with anger. And that is where the secret of look at pre in the word prevent. All right, are you seeing it now? Let me open it up. Are you seeing pre? Are you seeing vent now? Prevent. What is pre? Pre means before. Before you vent your anger. Before that venting happens, come on, there is something that must happen. And you see that pre is prepare, all right? Preparing for the venting. What are the things that you need to do for you to be able to prepare for the venting? Should you vent or you prevent anger? Should you open up and talk anyhow because after that makes you feel good? Or you know how to not talk anyhow and still feel good? All of this we are going to be treating on the EQ Clinic Radio on this series of anger. We're going to be talking about anger a lot, so much more than this. And this is going to be in written form in the EQ Clinic newsletter. If you have not subscribed for it yet, please go around and subscribe for it. This weekend, we are going to be releasing the first edition of the EQ Clinic newsletter. It's already available. Please just subscribe for it so that you can be part of those who will be receiving, you know, quality information that will help them improve their emotional intelligence and their life quality. Is there any way you want us to be of help to you personally or as an organization, bringing the emotional intelligence methodologies to help you improve quality of delivery, quality of your offering? Come on, feel free to reach out. EQClinicforyou@gmail.com. Easily, you know, we can get to talk. Come to my DM. Let's do something together. We have, you know, the EQ Clinic. EQ Clinic is simple. You come into the EQ Clinic and you get your EQ status. Your EQ status is how you measure in your self-awareness, self-management, self-motivation, empathy, and social skill. And you are going to get, you know, prescription and on how to improve it and get better. We already have a book, you know, that serves as a manual and a guide for anybody who want to improve their emotional intelligence. All right. It's called the, you know, Emotional Intelligence at Your Fingertip. And that is AI handbook for professionals, creatives, entrepreneurs, and any kind of person who has got emotion. I intentionally did not finish up with what we have today. I have like 3 pages of amazing stuff that can take me nothing less than 5 hours to discuss. But in 30 minutes, we can do something. Even today, we spent just 20 minutes trying to do something with it. Don't forget that anger is just a letter away from danger. And what is that letter? Is the D. that is in front of the anger. What is that day representing? Is representing doing. And what is the information we are getting from it? Don't do that anger. If you do that anger, you will be in danger. Anger is a data given to us. Your work is to process it and find out why it came. Why it came is what you should take care of, and not use the anger to your own disadvantage. It's been a pleasure here, I would say, and I really want to appreciate every one of us who have been here today. It's amazing.